You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
What is up, you beautiful and fantastic people? We are here with the Packernet podcast crew. You know, we got Ryan Schlipp and Clayton. I don't know his last name, but Packer, what is it? Total Access on Twitter. But before we get to talk to these schlumps, all right, big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the Matt Ramage show. And dude, pizza puffs are not a gimmick. Like, I had people like, I did a review on them. And people were like, I had one. No, dude, they're the greatest thing ever. It's not a hot pocket. People are like, it's a hot pocket. No, it's not a hot pocket. I eat lots of hot pockets. Look at my figure. All right. I know what it is. Pizza puff. I can't go to a Quick Trip and not get a pizza puff. So go to Quick Trip, get a pizza puff. Hey, and anyone who makes a video of like doing like a review type of thing of pizza puffs with Quick Trip, I will repost it unless you talk trash. Cause you know what I mean? They're paying the bills, bro. But I do love some pizza puffs, but big shout out to the Packernet podcast crew over here. We got Ryan and Clayton. You know, it's funny. Cause I post on Facebook. I'm like, you know, I got, you know, collab Packernet podcast. And they're like, is it going to be Pack Daddy or one of his, I forget what word they used, but like one of his like midgets. No offense,
it's probably midgets. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
We'll have to edit that. I'm gonna get canceled. But yeah, it was funny because I was like, well, both. I'm not saying that you're like his. I forget the word midget, that they use. Yeah. You know, they didn't say that. I did that. I just threw that out there. We got a good crew over here. For people who are tuning in, all right, we're gonna hammer the chat. So what we're gonna do on this particular show, all right, this is a collaboration, all right, with one of the best Packers podcasts around, and I'm also here. But I definitely feel like packing that podcast, like tearing it up, you know what I mean? That's why people like say, like, is it Pack Daddy or one of his people? Because you have so many people now. I didn't know that.
A lot of people these days, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a, you know, you're like Barstool, but good.
I'll take that.
But like, how have you guys been? The off season has been what it has been. Like, dude, that's the thing about Packer fans in the off season. Like, remember back in the day, like, oh, they don't do anything in free agency. But like now, nobody even like notices because they're just like, I just hope I don't get whatever NFL alert I have on my phone isn't going to say some crazy stuff about my team, like Aaron Rodgers, the Jets thing. Everyone knows like what's happening, but it's just, it's not even that it's happened because we've been here before. I have for sure. I'm old. I don't know how old you guys are. You guys look young and beautiful, but like, I remember the Favre thing, but there was no social media. Now it's just like, so, I mean, I don't think it's the same, but it's also the same. It's chaotic. But how are you guys enjoying the off season? I mean, I follow you on Twitter, so I kind of know. But for everyone like listening and watching, they might not.
We've come a long way from the Ted Thompson days, man. That was just the most boring. Like, just hang it up for the off season. There's nothing going on. There's no free agents. We got no money. If we did, we wouldn't spend it. And now we are the center of it. We're not even doing anything. We're the center of attention. We're all anybody can talk about. We haven't done anything this entire offseason. But I'm loving it. I enjoy having lots to talk about. That's one of the things I've said. People are like, well, you want Rodgers gone because you don't like the drama. I'm like, dude, I freaking love the drama. Just give me all the drama, man. I love this. I live for this. I'm not one of those people that's like, good, get the drama out of here. I'm going to be so sad when the drama's gone. I live for that, dude.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to be a boring team.
No, it sucks being boring. I remember it. It sucked.
And, like, I'm going to let you go, Clayton, but, like, as far as, like, the drama goes, it's like, I don't even consider it drama. Because people are like, Aaron Rodgers has all this drama. Like, it's not drama. It's just that you get notifications from 17 different sports pages. Like, so every time something happens, you get just like notified to like, yeah, like real things are happening around the world. And you're like, they're telling you, nothing happened, but like we're gonna go spin this another direction and try to get a few extra clicks out of this thing. And then you're like, this is Aaron Rodgers. Like, no, it's not. It's the writer. And I don't even blame the writer because, like, you know, you got to do what you got to do. He's got a kids to feed, you know what I mean? But or he or she. But, like, I really don't consider it drama because, like, it's just they're just talking. But, like, it's something to talk about because that's what we are. Like, we're, like, football people. Like, we're sports people. We have microphones. We went and bought them and brought them into our house. So, like, we need something to talk about into them. So I don't hate the drama. I think it's exciting. And like right now, a lot of other fan bases are all jacked up. They're all like, you know, they've been waiting for this moment. They think that it's the time. And, you know, we'll see what that is. But before, you know, I kind of cut Clayton off over here. So let's backtrack. And I'm a little buzzed up, people. I ain't going to lie.
There it is.
Remmage.com. But Clayton, how's the off season going for you? Like, what do you think about everything that I may or may not have just said?
No, very well said. So I'll say this. If everybody's wondering why Goody hasn't done anything yet, It's probably because he's watching Packers Twitter and he is terrified to do anything. Right. I'm just telling you right now.
You watch your step out there.
It is organized chaos. He's like, I'm going to wait till these idiots all calm down and then I might make a move. But no, I mean, honestly, you know, the moves that we talked about earlier in the season or earlier in the offseason, I should say, you know, we kind of broke it down into tiers on our podcast. And Justin, one of the guys that's one of the 50 people that Ryan has employed to do the stuff he doesn't want to do, right? Mm. Like myself. And but Justin, he, you know, we got on a pod and talked about it. And we're like, you know, broke it down into three tiers of importance. And they've hit that first tier pretty good. You know, you bring back Keyshawn Nixon, you get Rudy Ford for way cheaper than I thought they would. I thought for sure Rudy would take $3 to $4 million. You know, you get him at 2.5. And I think that those are two big building blocks. Now, if I understood correctly today, there was something, at least some rumors about Mason Crosby possibly moving to Tennessee. Is that true, Ryan? Have you heard that?
I may have started that rumor. I was going to try to keep it under wraps, but I guess if we're just going to blast it on the podcast, that it's a very unverified rumor that I may or may not have heard that he might be moving on.
You'll fit right in with Twitter nowadays, man.
Right. I don't want to be that guy that's like throwing all that stuff out there, especially when he comes back and everyone calls me an idiot.
Yeah. So basically, is that real? Heard that?
We've hit on the things that we thought were important. Mason Crosby was one of those tier one moves. I felt like, you know, a full year removed from the surgery he had last year, that he would be as strong as ever. It seemed like Goody, I believe, had mentioned that. But I always thought that Mason would come back to Green Bay. And when you look at the market and how the market's fell, with the kickers this offseason, I mean, it's looking like we may get him for cheaper than we did last year. And we know that Green Bay is his top choice. It's just, I don't know that I just heard that rumor floating around. I'm like, all right, maybe I don't know.
Some liar said that, I think. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, well, maybe because people like anybody can just say Schefter
again. That guy's always up.
You know what's funny? Because you can blame that. Like any bad news that happens and like it turns out not to be true, people are like, Adam Schefter at it again. Like it wasn't even him. Just like, it's like whatever. Billy Two Shows over here, whatever. Like whatever Twitter account. Like Adam Schefter. Like, no, what? Okay, we can. I'm not going to defend him. Probably. I can't. No, but like, so you guys are hearing that Mason Crosby might, he's going to, he possibly play in for another team. Like I've first of all, I've been slacking on Twitter lately, like the whole Pat McAfee thing. I want to get into that first of all, because I feel like you guys are like the root of this situation. And we have to break this down.
That guy over there, he's the one that did it.
Yeah, but like, so just so Mason Crosby might not be a Packer next year, but still, because I thought there's a chance he might not be, but I didn't think if he wants to, I felt like they were just gonna be like, yo, this is like, you know, he's the kicker of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's a bad way to say it, but like, he's like, obviously, like, he's been at the Packers forever. He's like, oh, he got all these records, he got all the things for kickers, but also a pretty good cook, as far as I could tell from Instagram.
Is that Mason?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not on Instagram. He has like what does he make?
I think he has like a cooking show. I just see him talk about some of his work. I haven't really seen like videos on Instagram. I see him talk about him on Instagram. So maybe they have a YouTube thing. I'm going to start a cooking show, but just drunk food. And I'll be drunk as I do it.
I said I was going to do that one time. I was like, I'm going to incorporate cooking into this because, like, football and food, it all goes together.
Yeah, yeah,
I uploaded one video on my YouTube of me, like, making, like, chicken or something. I lost, like, 50 subscribers. So I just was like, all right, I'm not doing that anymore.
I made a video one time how to make drunk macaroni and cheese.
Nice. I remember that video.
Yeah, and it's funny because I couldn't post that now because I'm sponsored. But, like, I remember, like, I posted it, and my wife, like, her like, work people saw it. And they're like, is your husband Matt Ramage? She's like, God, no. That's my cousin.
You're from Kentucky, too.
You know, it was funny because, like, the first bit of that video is, like, how to make drunk macaroni. And I'm just hammered. I'm, like, blacked out drunk. I don't remember it at all. And then it's, like, step one. Be drunk. And then I just take a drink of beer. It is actually a great video. It's a fantastic video. But so let's talk about the Pat McAfee situation a little bit. Because I was kind of on the loop. He follows me. Everyone's talking about they got blocked. He still follows me. No, but like, because I was arguing with Jets fans that day, right? And I was getting it at Twitter. And then I saw your video pop up. You know, you're like, well, ooh, that's interesting. And then I watched part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. And I was just like, yeah, I get it. Like, he's backing up Rodgers. Like, he's not, you know, that just, it makes sense. I'm not really too shocked about it. And then I went back to arguing with Jets fans. I'm like, you know, you guys haven't won anything since the 60s, bro. John Lennon. And then I started seeing, like, it get, like, really big. I'm like, oh, I had to get into this thing. But then I turned into, like, a window watcher, you know what I mean? Because I was like, no, it's too late now to say anything. Like, I can't just jump on it now. Plus, everyone's getting blocked, and that's kind of a cool flex that he follows me. So, like, yeah. I'm not sure I want that block. I was kind of excited when he followed me. But I don't obviously agree what he said. And I don't even watch as much anymore. Like, I haven't, like, even like the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Like, I watched the last one, obviously it was great, but like Pat McAfee, I think he's like dominated like the thing that we do.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, like, sure. You know, so like, I think he's cool, but like, yeah, I don't really watch a lot of, like, I don't watch podcasts. Like, sometimes when I'm drinking, I will. And mostly when I watch podcasts, like, I'll watch or I'll listen. Cause I'm like, how can I get it better? Because I kind of suck. You know what I mean? So I'll be like, who can I steal from? And but I usually pick Ryan or like Grassi or somebody to try to steal from. But no, but like
Grassi, don't toot me.
No, but like I think Pat McAfee, whatever, Ty Schmidt, I think they're all great. I'm not gonna come on here and trash them, especially since I'm late to the game, because now it just seems like I'm just trying to support the people on the I'm talking to. But like, Clayton, let's run this through, because your video, your tweet actually put it off. Right. And I'll let you talk for, but like the whole, like, the blogger thing. Like, first of all, I want to talk about the word blogger, but right. How did this all start, Clayton?
Also, he's super rich now because he monetized it, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude's making a killing off Twitter. He's
killing it right now.
Killing the game. I had you on before. You didn't have that Horning jersey. Is that from that, is that from that Twitter?
We got that just the other day, man. Just got paid from Twitter.
That's that Twitter money. Yeah, post some content that you're trying to portray as your own.
God, it was.
Even though you're not honestly, in it.
As a Pat McAfee fan, it was really hard to watch, like, him respond to it, because he doesn't know me from anybody, right? And, you know, I got 7,000 followers, whatever it is, you know. And here he, you know, he kind of jumps on, you know, on about really what he was doing, Matt, was he was backed into a corner big time. Big time. So he just comes out swinging and flailing, right? What he doesn't understand is, and this is what's so hilarious about the entire thing, is Ryan, first of all, if you haven't listened to Ryan's podcast from today, go listen to it, because he describes everything to a T. I mean, it's exactly how everything unfolded. But essentially, I'm watching the McAfee show, which I always do, absolutely love, share a ton of his videos because I'm a huge fan of his podcast. And you got to understand, I'm not like a normal Packers fan where it's like, I'm going to dig into this side and you're wrong. I'm like fascinated by how.
Yeah, so we're a lot different that way.
Yeah, the whole card situation. Nah. I was blown away at how many people saw the got the same exact number of facts. Every bit of information was the same info. And we all came away with differing views. Like, that's not how it happened. I'm like, how, what are we watching? Like, it, this is exactly what happened, right? So I'm fascinated by how people respond to things like that. But anyway, I'm watching it. And when it gets to that point, I'm like, oh, this is great. Let's go. I'm going to retweet Pat's video, right? Well, he never sent a video out on it, right? It was just maybe a little blurb here and there, but it wasn't the entire conversation. I'm like, man, people are really missing this. This conversation is amazing because Pat is like going, he, to me, if I was Ian Rappaport, I would be so pissed off. It's not even funny because every time Ian tried to make a point, Pat cut him off and he was going the whole time, like, you know, being rude to Ian, which is fine. That's his show. And he and Ian, they got that tongue in cheek where they poke fun at each other. And that's cool. You know, that's the thing. Don't bring your feelings into this. If you're going to cut up and cut on other people, don't be mad when it hits you, right?
Yeah, I know that. So,
anyway, I'm like, man, people got to see this. So I cut the clip, right, and throw it on Twitter, and I've got the tweet pulled up. I said, fascinating conversation. Please excuse the spam call, because while I was cutting the clip, I got a spam call that showed up on my phone, right? So I didn't make a dime off sharing it on Twitter. First of all, if you guys know how to do that, please DM me.
Yeah.
I would love a little extra change in the pocket. But anyway,
Twitter charges you. They don't pay you.
And here's what happened. Like, I keep my notifications on, and I'm one that, like, you know, people see my notifications. They're like, what? You're a psycho killer. Like, turn those off. How do you not swipe those away? I don't care. Right. So I go back to my phone about halfway through the day. I got 30% battery. I'm like, I haven't picked this phone up. What's going on? And I look, oh, people are responding to that video. Okay, cool. So anyway, Ryan, it's funny, on his pod, he said, I don't even know where this is at. How many views has it got? I can't even find it. He must have deleted it. It got 1.1 million impressions. So it's out there, right?
A couple of people saw it.
But essentially, the reason I shared it and what Pat didn't understand is, I don't want to say I agreed with the majority of what he said, but there were several points that I feel like some Packer fans are refusing to see. And it's totally cool. If they want to look at it that way, that's totally fine. Who the hell am I to say that I'm right and they're wrong, right? But it was just, the conversation itself was amazing, because it was just like, first of all, Pat would say a few things. I'm like, Pat, you don't know what you're talking about here, dude. Like, you have no clue about, you know, what goes on with the Green Bay Packers. And it's totally cool. Ryan did a great job outlining, like, where he gets his information from and everything. But in a nutshell, that's how it happened. And when I posted a video, I honestly thought it would be kind of split and people would just respond and be like, you know, Pat makes great points and this and that. It was literally 90% Packer fans going, this freaking idiot, this moron. So now, basically, this blogger right here, first of all, I'm not a blogger.
Dude,
you got to get a blog now.
I've only been on Twitter for 1 year.
Right? I Googled blogger.
I went and Googled blogger, and I'm like, yeah, that's not me. I don't do
that. Yeah, I was like, maybe I'm a blogger. I've been called as to a blogger before. And I just kind of, like, brushed it off because I thought blogger was, like, everybody. Yeah. But then after, like, this whole thing and, like, the whole blogger thing, because everyone says that. You know, you know, Nagler or whoever, like, you're just a blogger. But I looked into it and, like, oh, a blogger's right.
So basically,
I'm not even good at texting. I'm not writing articles.
That's essentially what happened. And then I responded to Pat, who, you know, the original video he cut, people, you know, kind of hit me up and were like, hey, man, Pat's talking about you on his show. So I responded to it. And if I can find it here, which I don't think I can right now, essentially what I said was, somebody needs to let Pat know that I've actually agreeing with him. I'm supporting him. I don't make a dime off of sharing a Twitter video. And I don't mean to sound like a prick, for lack of a better word, but if you don't want me sharing your show and what you're, you know, the content you're creating, then okay, cool. I won't do that. Totally cool. Right. You know, I mean, the thing that really bothered me, Matt, and I'll be honest about this, and this is why I lost a little bit of respect for Pat McAfee, and I'm not trying to jump on the bash train. I watched this show today. I love it. But the thing that got me was, it was, so they got all those clicks. They got all those views. I could give two craps about a click.
Dude, and that's the thing that I'm all tangled up over here. But, like, that was the thing that bothered me a little bit, because I didn't even watch the full clip of what he said. I really don't care. I obviously said Goot bad. Doug Luce good, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. That's your opinion. Have a good time with it. But like when he talks about bloggers and like he passed this video along as his own.
Right.
Dude. Everyone who watched that video knows who the hell it came from. You're freaking Pat McAfee, the biggest sports person talking, really. Bigger than Colin, bigger than Skip, bigger than everyone. He's like, everyone knows who the hell. Everyone knows that those watermarks, that face. Everyone knows Pat McAfee.
Yes.
No one thought, well, shit, that's Clayton.
Yeah, there was a ton of comments saying, dude, Clayton, how'd you get Pat on your show?
Yeah, it's like, dude, everyone knows where it came from. And I don't, I just thought like the rebuttal of him was weak, but I think Pat McAfee's like the GOAT of like what we do. Like, I think he figured it out. He did. He's got great people behind him. He did it right. Well, like I'm not trash Pat McAfee because I didn't even really know the whole conversation what he said because I didn't really watch it, but I watched the beginning and I probably want. I'm a big Packer. I'm a Packers bias. You know that's kind of what I do.
That's me.
But I don't care what he says about Goot. Like I hear it. First of all, I work every day. People hate where I work. It's like the Goot hate train. Like they built. They got nothing. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Tonyan's gone. Worst mistake in the history of the league. And I love me Bobby Tonyan, but I'm like, I don't know. I think they've been the bigger ones. But, like, I'm with you. I got an 85 jersey. You know what I mean? I'm not happy that he's not with the Packers. Because every time someone leaves that you have a jersey, like, you own their jersey, it hits. Because you're like, that was $150, bro, or whatever. Unless you go to DHK, which is fine. I don't. I don't hate on that, but I don't even know where I was going with that. But like, yeah, the whole Pat McAfee thing. Like, I'm not gonna hate him because like I think he's great, but like I don't think he's after the fact is like I feel like I don't know the whole blogger thing. Like people like to hate because like it I think it's almost like a dig at podcasters. Like obviously we are what we are. Like we're like dudes. Like I'm in my son used to sleep in his room. Like and then he moved out. Now it's my little podcast studio. You know, it's got like weird lining wallpaper. I try to cover up with pictures, but like we are what we are. But like, I'm not, first of all, I'm not a blogger. I've never blogged. It's a weird word. I don't write and there's nothing wrong with blogging if that's what you do, but I don't know. Like, is it typing or is it writing actually? Because I don't know. Either way, I don't have good penmanship. That's all I'm saying. But Mr. Pack Daddy, Mr. Ryan, I've been seeing you hammering away. I felt like you were holding down everyone who had your opinion. Like you had it covered. Like, well, like you
could have used a little backup, but yeah, I was trying to hold it down.
You were both blocked by Pat McAfee.
No, I didn't. Right? Somehow I survived that. I don't know how. I went directly to Pat, and I was trying, man. I was commenting directly.
Yeah, you were hammering away.
He didn't care. He doesn't. Clayton, he doesn't want to do it.
Are you blocked?
Am I? No, I'm not blocked. That's what's hilarious. Evidently,
he blocked everyone except the person that posted the video. So I hope he doesn't see this.
I just sent you a message on Twitter, Matt, and that tweet. I don't know if you can share it. If you can't, it's totally cool. But that sums it up for me. It's this Always Sunny in Philadelphia meme. And I said, me listening to Pac Daddy defend me to Pat McAfee with both us knowing I agree with a good portion of what Pat said.
All right. Like, no, I actually can. All right. Look, let me use my technological resources here. You know, I feel like I got it. You know what I mean?
But that's what's so hilarious about the situation is like, I was literally, you know, I was literally on Pat's side for a good portion of it, right? But look at me on the right there. Like, get him, Pat Daddy. Tell him I agree with him.
I had a lot of people patting me on the back, like, good job, like, standing up for my opinion. It's like, you know, you could have said something, but yeah, it's all right. I got it.
No, yeah, I mean, like, yeah. No, I felt you had it, bro. You had it. No, but, like, I probably would have jumped on it, like, if it caught me in the right way. Because sometimes, like I was about to go hard on the Lions fans a little bit ago, you know, because we had a few beers. I was talking to my wife about, like, you know, Lions fans, because they get chirpy. She's like, calm the hell down. Because that's kind of how it is. Like, when I go on rants, it's because it could be, like, one random fan commented on something. He's probably, like, on the toilet. He's just like, you know, I'll troll this guy real quick. And the next thing you know, I'm making a freaking 26-minute video about, like, everyone says this. Now, that one guy said that one time, and you just couldn't let it go.
You just described my podcast. to everybody. Everybody that hasn't listened, that is the totality of my podcast. One guy on Twitter set me off.
It's crazy, man. The only thing that came to mind for me was Will Ferrell in Anchorman when he went, wow. That escalated quickly.
It did. It really did. Because I was just watching. I was reading it. And I was like, everyone's going crazy. Like, if he didn't follow me, I'd probably go off on him. But, like, I don't want to lose a follower. You know what I mean? No, but. So, Ryan, like. What are your feelings? Like, obviously, like, you expressed it pretty clearly on Twitter. But, like. Tell other people that who aren't on Twitter.
Are we talking just Pat McAfee? Because I've been all over the place.
Yeah. Well, no, but like, let's put a bow on this Pat McAfee thing, okay. and then we'll move on. But like, what are your thoughts in this whole situation? Because you didn't really get to talk. Because Clayton didn't shut up. I don't shut up, and you're just kind of and like you're not the type of guy. You're not playing jump rope. But like, hey, let me know when it's my turn, fellas.
I told you guys carry it because I'm not a conversationalist. No, I think honestly the part about the Pat McAfee thing, and I don't really watch it, not because I don't like him, just because like you said, I got a ton of stuff going on. I can't sit and watch for an hour like guys just talk. I need bullet points. Like I'm just trying to do my podcast or whatever. But my whole thing with Pat and what made him so good and why he is better than all of us is because he's like everybody's buddy. You know what I mean? Like he's just a fun guy. Like I'm just some dump hunter. I don't know, whatever. So when he kind of made a turn and started like attacking people and even calling Clayton, like you're just some blogger, like you're stealing, like he starts making all these accusations that don't make sense. He's attacking people on Twitter. He's blocking people. It's like the part that's bad about this is not your brand. You know what I mean? Like this isn't the reason why I initially liked you. Like, again, I don't watch you, but I like you. I think you got good content. I think you're doing a good thing, but now I'm watching you like you're just kind of a douchebag. Like, and that's not like your brand is like, you're just, you support everybody. Like everybody that comes on your show is a dog and everybody's awesome. And like, that's not my thing, but that's why people like you. You're just a good dude. And now you've been nothing but a D-bag for about a week. And that's why people are turning on you. Cause that's not your thing. So I think he needs to like step away and just get back into doing what he does, which isn't battling people about like knowing better about their teams than they do. And everything. Like, just stick to supporting everybody and being like, yeah, everybody's awesome, everybody's great, and you'll continue making a lot of money.
Yeah, I that's what, like, I'm trying to do, but, like, so far, I haven't got the money part. But, like,
you are, like, the Green Bay Packer Pat McAfee. If I had to pick somebody.
I wouldn't say that far, but, yeah, I am, because, like, I try to be, like, I'm just trying to pause, because I figure, like, a lot of people do good at talking about the Packers, like smartly. Like you guys and other people. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm gonna really gonna tackle like the moron side of it. You know what I mean? They're just a drunk guy.
Just having fun,
In his son's old bedroom. You know what I mean? But like, I've been to Lambeau Field the last couple of days. I got some content ideas. I'm going to Lambeau Field and kind of show off the area, different spots. 1919, I think I'm gonna do a video there. I had to get some courage, you know what I mean? I usually go there, I drink a few beers every day, and I just try to, it didn't work out today, I'll try again tomorrow, you know what I mean? No, but I got some video ideas, but I forgot where I was going. Oh yeah, so like the whole Jordan Love thing. So I posted a couple of videos, and I kind of made a few jokes. Jordan Love going to the Hall of Fame, you know, people were like, that'll never happen! I'm like, dude, calm down, buddy. All right, because I made a thing. Like Aaron Rodgers will be up here. You know, I made a little thing in the atrium of Lambeau Field. And I said, Jordan Love. And then people got, like, so mad. And not a lot of people, but there's a few people. I'll say a lot, so it seems like I have a lot of people watching my stuff. But like, I was like, dude, it's okay to be positive. It's okay to be like, I don't know what Jordan Love's going to be. I have never, like, made a, like, some kind of, like, Jordan Love's going to be the greatest thing ever. You know, like but I think the same way, like, how can you say he's going to suck? How can you say he's trash? I don't think you know. I think the same thing about Justin Fields, and even we've seen him in a season. I still don't think that we know like what he's going to be. I think you kind of have a good picture of after a season. He's going to do a lot of running.
Well, you're summarizing exactly my podcast tomorrow, because I went on that Andrew Brandt video where he's like, everybody needs to calm down. Everybody needs to. And I kind of got to the point where I'm like, no, we don't. Like, I understand, like, some people need to, like, not put themselves in a position where you're going to have mental brain damage if it doesn't pan out the way you want. But, like, this is what fans do. They get excited about their guys. You know, he got upset because somebody said we got to take the Ferrari out of the garage or whatever. And I get it. Like, if you actually think we had a piece of garbage and, like, this is going to be – like, if that's what you actually think. But maybe that's just a fan being a fan, dude. Like, that's right. What fans say. Like, you know what's going to happen after the draft? It's not just because it's Jordan Love. We're going to draft somebody, and Matt Ramage is going to say this is going to be the greatest player in the history of the world. Like, because that's what we do, man. We get excited. We get
pumped. That's what we do.
Let people have fun, dude. We don't need somebody from Chicago telling us how to be fans of the Green Bay Packers. Andrew Brandt can go back on his reality shows and mind his own freaking business and root for his own garbage football team. I don't need him to tell me how to be a fan of the Green Bay Packers, okay? I don't need him to tell me to pump the brakes because you've never seen a bad quarterback. Oh, yeah, we've never seen DeShone Kizer. I don't need to be lectured by you on how this all works, okay? Just mind your own freaking business and let us just be fans of our players. So, that's Kizer how that
taking
goes.
Trays, man. Look at that.
That's exactly it. Because, like, dude, like, for me, like, it's easier to be positive. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, the Packers are in a situation. The NFC North is going to be a situation. I think it's going to be get really interesting. We're going to see, like, who does what or whatever. Like, as far as, like, the Lions, like, will they keep going up or will they just line themselves out? You know what I mean? But, like, dude, like for me, like, I'm just a football fan. Like, I think it's exciting because, like, how many times have you played Madden and you just, like, trade the starting quarterback, whether it's Rodgers, whether – I remember doing it to Favre back in the day. I would trade him on Madden or just bench him because you want to play with – it's more fun. And I'm not saying it's more fun. I don't think the Packers are better off without Aaron Rodgers. But, like, what I've been telling people because they're like, oh, you would rather have Jordan Love than Aaron Rodgers? Like, dude, I'm not the freaking GM, bro. I'm a football fan. So, like, they're telling me Jordan Love's the quarterback. So I'm like, all right, that's my quarterback. I'm going to support. I'm going to get all riled. I'm going to have a good time with it. And, like, we'll see what happens. It's kind of like at work. Like, you don't pick who you work with. They're like, oh, Jimmy called in. We're bringing in Larry. Like, oh, frick, I hate Larry. Like, you can't say that. You're like, oh, what's up, Larry, bro? See you at lunch.
Poor Larry.
But I'm not saying that I don't like Jordan Love, but, like, I don't care. Like, my opinion about him doesn't matter because, like, he's my quarterback. I couldn't imagine hating the quarterback of the Packers. Like, and there's a situation where it could happen. I mean, as they're playing, there's a certain former quarterback I'm not in love with. But, like, I can't imagine, like, I hate Jordan Love and I don't want him to be good. Because, like, the people say, like, oh, I can't wait for him to suck. And then you'll see, like, really? That's you're a Packer fan?
That's like how bad saying, people like, want to win arguments.
Like your wife's like, I really like this, the house, how we did the front porch. And, like, I can't wait till it burns down. And then you'll see. I'll be right.
It's so true, man. So true.
But I'm all ready for Jordan Love. Hopefully, like, I feel like the shortened down version of what they need to do is simplify the offense, but also be creative. Like, but, like, you don't have to throw 400 yards. You don't have to throw 5 touchdowns to win a football game. Like, run it short pass. Like how I play Madden, because I kind of suck. I throw it deep. That thing's who knows who's catching it. Someone's catching it. I don't. It's probably not gonna be my guy. So, like, if you just do the short pass, you do screen pass, you do some runs. Also, I play on All Pro, so whatever.
Dang.
You know flexing. What I mean? No, is that good? No, I think all Madden. I've never won a game in all Madden.
I would play on rookie if I had it. So
yeah, I think I played in pro for a while. I think I might have just upgraded. I was drunk one night. But you just run the ball. You just play the short game, throw it deep when you can, when they're open, and you just play smart. Like, Jordan Love plays smart. Like, you know, and I assume he learned, like, from Aaron Rodgers, protect the ball. Like, that's kind of Aaron Rodgers' whole mantra, it seems like, as far as, like, preparing for football, because he doesn't turn the ball over a lot. I'm assuming it's a focal point. It's not just by luck. He's like, oh, wow, that's weird. I didn't throw a lot of interceptions. Because, like, he watched Favre. He threw, like, a whole bunch, you know? Yeah. And whatever, that's not a knock on Favre. That's just kind of his game. And, like, you never know what's going to happen. So Rodgers like, hey, I should, like, throw touchdowns, but, like, try to limit the interceptions a little bit. Like, I don't know if a coach had to tell him that or if he was just like, you know, I don't know, man. It's a crazy thought. So then but I feel like Jordan Love watching him, he's not going to go the other way. Like, he doesn't throw many interceptions. I'm going to show that guy. So I feel like he's going to be like, hey, that's a good game plan. I actually like that idea. I should do that. No, but, like, whatever it is, I feel like Jordan Love is as ready as he's going to get. So it is what it is. That's the whole point of the whole spiel. I forgot what I said, all that. But like the point is, Jordan Love is the quarterback. I'm not mad about it. And I just support the dude that's there. Like if it was Brian Brohm, you know what I mean? I'd struggle through it, but I'd figure it out. I remember I made Brett Hundley shirts.
Oh.
And Hundley we trust.
Dude, I talked myself into him so hard.
If you have one of those shirts, I will. If you have a Brett Hundley shirt, I'll just say this. I don't think I sold very many. But like, if you have a Brett Hundley shirt and you send me a picture of it, I will. I'll send you a Jordan Love shirt. Well, I'll upgrade it.
Yeah. It's got a lifetime warranty. You get unlimited upgrades every time you get a new quarterback. I mean?
Like, you got a Hundley shirt? Like, hey, you get the next version.
It's like the cash for clunkers, right?
That's the thing, too, like with the whole Jordan Love, Brent Hundley comparison, because I see it a couple times in there. They're like, yeah, I saw people say, that's what they have a couple like Jordan Love, you know, he could be all right. And they're like, that's what they said about Hundley. Like, no, they didn't. Hundley was never supposed to be the starter. Jordan Love was drafted to be the replacement of one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Hundley was drafted to back him up. And I'm not hating on Hundley. Like, have a good time. But like obviously he wasn't meant to be like the next starter. Like they weren't drafting an Aaron Rodgers replacement halfway through his career. Maybe before that. Like it's just ludicrous. There's no quarterback the Packers have ever had besides Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers that was supposed to be a starter. Like, I mean, obviously Brett Favre, but like I assume everyone knew that. But like I don't know. I'm just over here rambling, but I get heated up. But so, what do you guys have expectations for Jordan Love this year? Like, what are your whole feelings about the whole Love connection that's about to happen? Shirts are going to be sold. First of all, so many shirts. I got one. All you need is Love. That's the only one you need, unless you guys have his shirts and they can also buy those shirts.
But well, what this was supposed to be, but it's got a G on the helmet, which I realize is against the law, so I probably shouldn't put that on a T-shirt.
Oh, they will write to jail.
Yeah, straight to jail. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. A company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So, anyways, no, I don't have massively high expectations. Like, I'm positive. Here's what I know. Week one, his first incompletion, there's going to be 1,000 people on Twitter saying he's a bust. I know that for a fact. I don't have massively high expectations. I would just like to see, you know, some level of growth and consistency from him. Like, I don't want it to be a freaking train wreck, but if the offense looks good and he's kind of getting in rhythm and you're seeing them start to grow together as a team, like I think it's absurd to expect, you know, obviously Super Bowl contention or anything like that. Like, if we get into the playoffs, that's awesome. That's a pretty big, you know, milestone for his first year, I would say. But it's not even about wins necessarily. I just want to see him look like a starting quarterback for a football team. And if he can do that, then I'm going to feel pretty good about it moving forward.
Yeah. That's all I do. Like, doing podcasts, just look like a podcaster,
right? Just try to look like one,
just resemble one. You got the microphone, you got the headphones, you're halfway there, bud. Just say some words. No, but Clay, what you got?
Oh man. For me, man, it's, I don't know. I think you got to put things into perspective. You've got to, like, Aaron Rodgers, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, right? Four-time MVP, all the accolades, you know, Super Bowl MVP, on and on. His first year as a starter, if I remember correctly, his fourth year in the league, they won six games. So if we're expecting Jordan Love to come out and 100% win more than six games, then you're saying 100% he should be on a quicker fast track than arguably the best thrower of the football in the history of the NFL. And I think that – do I think it's reasonable for them to win six games? Absolutely. But when you look at the weapons, that this is what's so hilarious, because for so long the argument has been for anyone who, you know, defended Aaron Rodgers, their stance was always, well, then he never had anybody to throw to. They never got him a first-round receiver. They never did this. They never did that. But if you look at the receivers his first year as a starter, you had Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, and JerMichael Finley, if I remember correctly. So, like, and now look at Jordan Love's receivers, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and I know the season hasn't started yet, but if you stack those two receiving cores up against each other, Rodgers' first year in the league, he had a much better receiving core than we have on a roster right now. Now, we'll see what happens with the draft. We'll see if they get a cheap free agent, and then we can kind of compare apples to apples. But for me, that six-win range right there is kind of what lines up. And that's what's amazing, is because the one thing that people overlook from last season, there's several things. You know, you go from a 13-win season down to however many games they won and missed the playoffs. But you, no one likes to mention that your two best offensive linemen were hurt for a good portion of the first part of the season. You lost your best defender in Rashawn Gary to injury. And Christian Watson missed significant time early on in the season, right? Aaron Rodgers had a broken thumb. So for us to just pretend like this team is going to go just back to the 80s because Aaron Rodgers is gone, I think that's unrealistic too. I think there's a good chance for them to make the playoffs. Now, Vegas is very, very smart. They there's a reason they can hand out those free drinks at the casinos with the pretty little umbrellas in them, right? So the way the odds are shaking out right now, they're saying we're in the bottom of the North. I like that. I personally like that. I'm the type of guy that, like, all right, cool, bet against me. Bet against me. That's why I always loved Aaron Rodgers, and I always loved that chip on his shoulder. But, you know, like Ryan pointed out in his podcast, it is going to be refreshing that we've got a quarterback who's already working in the offseason with his teammates, right? And what's crazy is every aging quarterback did this same very thing, right? As they got older, it's like they don't want the offseason stuff. Except for Tom Brady, which is hilarious, because Tom Brady's literally got on a conference call with other union members and cussed them up and down, saying, if you go to any kind of workouts, if you break the line here and you do more than they're required, then you deserve to not be paid good. And then he went out the next week and worked out with his receivers. So it's like,
you wanted to make sure everybody else is down here while he's up here.
Exactly. So there's pros and cons to everything with this situation. And Matt, you hit the nail on the head when we cranked this thing up tonight, is I'm going to choose to be positive, man. You know, it's like I said, when Jordan Love's QB1, I'm behind 10. And once Aaron Rodgers does go over to the Jets, hey, I'll root him on from a distance. But if they ever play the Packers, I hope he falls flat on his face, because it's a outraining
goal. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't hate for Rodgers. I'll root for him. But, like, Ron makes a good point over here. But before we get to that, I want to touch on the whole going back to the 80s thing. Because this is what trips me up. Because people talk about, even Packer fans, like, oh, this is going to go back to the 80s. First of all, most people say it never lived it. I remember watching, like, my uncles bet on first downs because they had no hope for their team and they were degenerate gamblers. So they're like, yo, I'll bet you $10 and I'll make a first down right here. Just try to make the game exciting. I remember that stuff. But, like, the whole point of, like, going back to the 80s, like, because a quarterback leaves, like, I love Aaron Rodgers, and I will. And I'll defend him to a certain point of, like, probably forever. Like, he's my quarterback. Like, I love me some Aaron Rodgers, but he doesn't make the whole franchise. Like, the franchise isn't going to crumble because he moved on. They're going to figure out, like, this is a good franchise. The reason that the Packers probably don't have as many Super Bowls as they should is because of the want to sustain goodness. Someone smarter could say these words a lot better, but like they're always really good. But like to get to that peak, sometimes you got to go all in. But sometimes going all in sets your franchise back. I feel like the Packers, they want to make sure they're staying up here. Obviously, that helps because they have had Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. But I think even like with him going on, like I feel like this franchise is in good hands. I mean, you could, you know, argue some people don't like Goode, they don't like Mark Murphy, they don't like a lot, most of the people. But as far as like the Twitter people and the social media people, but I feel like that they have a good grip on like what this team needs to be. I find it hard to believe that this franchise would just fall on their face and they're going to turn into the Jaguars or the Bengals of the 80s, or not the 80s, but like the 90s, 2000s, whatever. Like it's just not going to happen. Like they might struggle. They might stumble. Like Jordan Love, you know, obviously like Aaron Rodgers went 6-10. Who knows what what Jordan Love does in his first year? I don't expect miracles. I don't expect him to be like freaking Aaron Rodgers year six and Jordan Love's year one. I don't expect him to be Aaron Rodgers at all. I expect him to be Jordan Love. Like we'll see what he is. That's what I say. I don't like proclaim him to be like some greatness. Like he's not he didn't fall from heaven. Like he's a dude, and like we'll see like what he can do on the football field. I'm just gonna choose to be like positive. Like yeah, I hope he's good, and I'm gonna make jokes about him going to the Hall of Fame. It's okay. No one got hurt. A few people on the internet, but like I just feel like it's okay to be positive. I forgot what I was going with this, but like Ryan,
yo,
I feel like it's your time to talk. But
yeah, so well, no, because I was thinking about that because I don't remember the 80s and I wasn't around for the 70s, but
yeah, I wasn't around for the 70s.
I can't speak authoritatively because I don't know, but I would be willing to bet that the reason we were so god awful wasn't just because we had a great coach, great left tackle, great, you know, we had Jair, Rashawn, and all these guys. We just were missing a quarterback. Like, if you're telling me back in the 70s, like, we were a great team, we just didn't quite have the best quarterback in NFL franchise history or whatever, then that's freaking crazy. But no, to your point, the whole team sucked. You know, I'm sure there were a couple good pieces here and there, but it's not. And everybody knows that because there's a lot of teams in the NFL, and we watch this every single week on the NFL, and it's not true that every team that doesn't have Aaron Rodgers sucks. So I don't know why we have this thing where it's like, if we are uniquely garbage to where the only thing that works is Rodgers, and if he's gone, we're not just like worse, we go to zero. And it's automatically 30 years, like dark era. Yeah. Oh, not dark year. You know, like
we can't dig out of it in four, no, like the Saints did.
30 years of darkness. Forever, like, because everything sucks. Because it doesn't matter how good like Jair and Rashawn are and everything. It doesn't matter if Christian Watson could end up being the number one. It doesn't matter because we don't have QB1 anymore. So it just lose all hope, apparently. It's so weird.
Because,
that
like, no average quarterback has ever won a Super Bowl. Because like because you know how I know average quarterbacks have won Super Bowls besides watching the games and knowing is that people tell me how many quarterbacks have the same amount of rings as Aaron Rodgers?
Right, exactly.
And they find the Brad Johnsons. Yeah, they find all these average, like lackluster quarterbacks who have rings, and like good for them, they're having a good time. But like that proves my point that you don't need a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like even when Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl, he wasn't a Hall of Fame quarterback. He was on his way, and that was a really big step. Yeah, it helped him out. But like, even if Rodgers didn't win a ring, he was still going to the Hall of Fame because like Dan Marino went to the Hall of Fame, like whatever. But like, that's not me dodging. Like, well, even if Jordan Love sucked, no. But like I'm saying, if he just is pretty good, like if you have a pretty good quarterback who protects the ball, like Jimmy G. As much as I hate to say it, I don't like this dude. I don't even like, not personally. I hope he's happy. Just never on a football field ever again. I don't like Robbie Gould. Them together is like the worst thing that's ever happened. Like they after they beat the Packers. I don't want to talk about it. It just irritates me. I hate them both. But like Jimmy G is a perfect example of like a mediocre quarterback. Threw the ball 3-4 times, won a game, whatever it was. I might have been more than that. But like I don't suggest Jordan Love's going to do that. Like he's going to win a game that he throws the ball, you know, 4 or 5 times. But like I'm saying is like, if you have a good game plan, you have whatever it is, short passes, screen passes, whatever. I will say is that Matt LaFleur, this whole offense, they need to have like they need to coach their ass off this year. Like they need to be like on their game. And I think that the Packers could have a season. I don't have crazy high expectations, but the NFC North is about to get interesting. The Lions are coming on. They're doing some stuff. I feel like their culture is changing. But like I don't know. They let Jamal Williams go because it makes me kind of question their like decision making skills. Like, I mean, it depends on unless he wanted to get paid, then whatever. I don't know what he got, wherever he went. But I feel like this division's about to get interesting. The Vikings are going to Viking. They're probably gonna fall. First of all, Viking fans, why are they so mad? Hang on. Let's talk about this real quick.
Did you see that tweet? Right.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, hang on. I had this set up here, but then he wanted me to show that tweet. But we want to, because who made that pack? Ryan.
I don't remember who made it. I'm not sure who that was.
But like there is the most negative fan base. Packers were at 10. I'm gonna try to find this thing real quick. Clayton screwed me up because I had it all dialed up. I had it dialed up, but he's like, show me that tweet. I said, no, I'm just kidding. But here it is. So my mouse keeps screwing up, but here we go. We're gonna find this thing. We got it. We're in the game, people. We're in the game. All right, let me bring this thing up here. So here we go. We got, oh man, I screwed up. No, but we got the top 10, or the top, what is this, most negative post or Facebook post. I'm surprised Facebook isn't like the most common denominator post. But the Packers are over here at, where are they? I thought they were like in the middle of the pack.
17.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Packers are at 17. So Packers are the 17th most negative fan base, according to this thing. So what do you guys just thought? First of all, the Vikings, first of all, that is the loveliest thing. Because nothing brings me more happiness knowing that the Viking fans are not.
The other,
you know what I mean? Like they last year they seemed very happy. They're like, we're in the playoffs, sure not, ha ha. And then they got bounced. They're like, oh, shocker. And then they were surprised, but whatever. But they're very negative. I don't know what they're negative about. Whenever they talk to me, they tell me how great they are. So I'm not sure what's happening there. But like then we got the pack. But what are your thoughts on this? Let's start with Ryan over here. What are your thoughts? Is like, because you were surprised, you tweeted about it. I'm surprised because I am very surprised, first of all, for the Green Bay Packers, because as positive I am, there's challenges because there's a lot of negative people. They get mad at just me being happy. Like I just try to be happy because I work at a cheese factory and it sucks. So like I'm not trying to be miserable for my sports team. So I just try to be a little happy. And they're like, why is this guy happy? Screw this guy.
Well, what's funny to me about Packers fans, it looks like are actually really happy people until you go to Reddit, where we are the most apparently. Packers Reddit is the most miserable place on planet Earth.
It is.
Look at that. 3% negative on Facebook, 5% negative on Twitter, 16% negative on Reddit.
You know what's funny? Because on Reddit, I didn't really know what Reddit was, but back in the day when I used to make a lot of ranty videos, like I'd trash the Vikings, the Bears, mostly the Bears back in the day, and people would tell me like, oh, you're all over Reddit, this video you made. And I was like, oh, for real? So I'd like search it, and then it'd be like, oh, I know this Matt Ramage guy. That guy's an idiot. I hate him. I hope he dies. And I'm like, bro, and there was like so many of them. Like this guy is this cockeyed prick. I hate him. I'm a Packer fan, but I hate him, and I hope he gets molested. And it was like it's like all types of like horrible things. I'm like, I was like, bro. So then I was like, I love this Reddit. I need to sign up. And so I posted my own stuff, and no one said anything. And they're like, I was like, oh, if you're gonna insult me, at least give me the credit on my page. But like, no one said anything. But then I see people post my stuff, and it's still every now and again because some Packer fans like don't like me. I don't know. It's a shock. One guy, I did a giveaway. I gave a jersey to this dude like years ago. I had an extra jersey. I forget what, Clay Matthews or whatever. Someone gave me one. So I was like, I'll do a giveaway on Twitter and I'll try to be nice. And like 3 months later, he was on Twitter like, I hate that prick. And he was like trashing me. I'm like, bro, I gave you an authentic jersey. And now you're talking trash. Anyway, the Packer fans are ruthless. I think Pat McAfee realized that, but Packer fans are very loyal. They're very, but like, cause I even me, like I get in my feelings. Like I said the other day, like I sometimes get worked up and I say things I wish I did, you know, I get, cause I'm emotional. I get worked up. So sometimes even someone I like, or like talk trash about the Packers, and even though that they're probably right. And sometimes like the next day, I'm like, he had a point. I shouldn't have, you know, I roasted him pretty harsh and I should have went softer, but like, you know, we're sports fans, but like apparently Viking fans are the saddest. So that we got that going for us.
Well, and breaking it down again, Vikings Twitter, which is awesome. Cause that's where I live primarily. Vikings freaking Twitter. It's funny how each team has its own, like some are a little bit more positive here or there, but 37% for the Vikings on Twitter. They just freaking hate their team over there, which is awesome because I hate their team too. So we can get along on there probably.
But the thing is, like, I'm on all these social medias except for Reddit, right? So, let me break this down real quick for you. Let me get this out of here, and then we'll get Clayton's point of view on this thing. But, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, totally different atmosphere, totally different vibe, right? Instagram, pretty positive, I think, because everyone's just posting like reels of like the good players. No one's really on there like making videos like you know, they're all mad because most of the anger stuff is typing, you know, you don't got to stand behind it, you know. So like, I mean, I make videos like you know, trashing other teams, but even I don't like if someone makes a bad play in a Packers, I'm not calling them on Instagram. I'm not tagging them. Like, I'm making a video like, hey, you had a bad game, bud. But so like Instagram, I think, is pretty much positive. A lot of fan pages, a lot of people having fun, you know, they're, you know, whatever. The whole TikTok, I don't even want to talk about TikTok. Packer football fans, they don't know anything. I'm not sure any of them ever watched a game. They'll say stuff to me like, Aaron Rodgers, he throws a lot of interceptions. Like, what, bro? Like, they'll just say like the most off the wall stuff, right? Facebook, it's like if Satan hated your team. That's what Facebook is. Like, I'm a pretty positive guy, and I'll say something like, yeah, you know, whatever. I can just say anything like positive, like, oh, this guy, like, you know, this player went to this hospital, talked to some sick kids. Like, yeah, he dropped the ball in the playoffs, 2017. Hope he burns in hell. That's what Facebook is. I love Facebook. It's kind of like my biggest audience, like interactive audience. Anyways, so like, those are my people. But like, there's like most. I mean, like a good chunk of them are so. Not all of them, you know. There's like 30%, but they're so loud, and they're good people too. You know, I don't get mad because people are like hostile, you know, interact, engagement, whatever. But like Facebook is the most angry place. Twitter is like such a mixture because it's, I feel like it's like so divided. It's like the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Cause I've been called a Rodgers defender and a Rodgers hater. Like, in the same thread, almost. It's like, dude, because I do defend Rodgers, and I won't deny that. I love Aaron Rodgers because I love my starting quarterback, and I'll defend my starting quarterback. I mean, to a certain degree, like, I'm not like all like Mary Poppins over here, like, hey, everything's fine. You know, when things are bad, like, I'm not afraid to say, like, hey, Aaron Rodgers, I was, you know, he missed a couple on that one. But like, for the most part, I'm pretty positive fella. But like, people, like, I don't know, they get mad. They're like, this guy is too happy. That's kind of how I feel about Lions fans, though, so I respect it. They're starting to get happy. I'm like, I'm going to have to knock them down a few pegs this offseason.
Probably the first time in their life they felt, you know, that emotion.
You know, I said this to my wife earlier. I said, hey, congratulations, Lions fans. You're now relevant enough to get trashed. All right? Because no one cared before. It's like, you're not walking up to homeless people and like talking bad to them. They've been through enough. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I feel about Lions fans. Like, they've been through. They had Barry Sanders, in my opinion, the best running back to ever play the game. And you can argue whatever, like top five, whatever. There's a couple guys who are there. But like, Barry Sanders was ridiculous, and I loved watching him. I remember the Packers stopped him for -1 yard one time, and it was like we won a Super Bowl back in the day. You know what I mean? But like, but they still couldn't do nothing.
Yeah. Like, and Megatron.
Yeah, they had so many because they had so many number one picks. Like, it is, you get a Hall of Fame. You get a Hall of Fame. We're not going to give an offensive line. No, but like, and a lot of Lions fans follow me, and I actually like Lions fans. I think they're mostly pretty good people. But, like, if you're going to talk trash to me, dude, I swear to God, I will spend this whole offseason dragging you. Like, I've done it to the Broncos. Like, and I know most people don't care, but some do. And the ones that do, you're going to pay. Because I will go through every season of your existence since we've had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Because that's what teams, like, you know, fans like talk about, oh, you've had 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacks. All right, let's go through that 30 years of your franchise, bud. Right. Let's go, like, year by year, what my team did versus what your team. Anyway, that's a whole other podcast.
That's actually a good idea. I should do that to Bears fans once in a while.
Dude, that is a good idea. I just bring that up.
30 years and 2 Super Bowls. All right, let's take a look here. 30 years, you say, huh? Okay. 1990.
Let's go through the NFC North or Central, as they call it back then. All right, so the other day, let's move along. The other day, okay, we don't have, okay, we almost an hour already. I'm going to try to get you out of here in a couple minutes, right? But the other day, I said Aaron Jones is the most important offensive player on this team. I probably overstepped a little bit, but I think he's very, very, very important. But my point to that was that Aaron Jones said repeatedly Aaron Rodgers was big and making his development, calming him down. You know, he's in a pro now, and he's like, you know, he's nervous. He's with Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers was good. Like, hey, you know, we're all right. We're all having a good time over here. And then I feel like Aaron Jones can be that guy for Jordan Love. And not like he's like the leader. I mean, he's a veteran. So the quarterback is a quarterback, you know what I mean? But I feel like just having that veteran running back is key because, like, he's always behind him. Not that he's going to give him tips. Like, all right, on this one, throw the ball. You know, I don't think he's going to give him tips, but I just feel like that comfort and then them both being young. And like you talked about earlier, like Christian Watson, a lot of these guys coming together, they're going to throw some balls around. Aaron Jones is going to be part of that group, which I think is cool. He's a running back, but still, like, you know, he's a veteran guy. Like, you know, I feel like he's in there. And I feel like that's good. And I forgot where I was going with that. I had a really good point, bro. I was bringing it home. Bringing it home too, right? Here's what I was going with. I was saying, like, these young guys, like, when they come up, like Aaron Rodgers came up with, like, Jordy Nelson, like, not a lot of people, like, he was throwing him when people didn't know who he was. And I feel like this is, like, obviously people know who Christian Watson is, all these guys, but, like, I feel like these young guys, like, DeGuara, like, he's a guy, like, you know, everyone talks about Jordan Love. He likes to throw to him because obviously, like, he's comfortable with him because they were both, you know, practicing together and doing all the things, and they were both young players. Well, so, anyways, but like, I feel like that means them, like, they're gonna build up together, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I felt like that was a stronger in my head when I was thinking it.
But, like, no, it was strong,
but like, what do you guys think about that? Like, these guys practicing together, I feel like. They're young players. Like, this is gonna be the future of the team. I think Christian Watson is gonna be a great wide receiver. But it all a little bit depends on Jordan Love, or a lot of it depends on Jordan Love, like his development, and like we'll see like what he does. But I think Christian Watson has the tools. We'll see what Romeo Doubs. We'll see like some of these young players. Maybe DeGuara, dude. I would love it. I would love nothing more in this world for DeGuara to just pop off and just be like the most fantastic tight end of all time. First of all, he's on my podcast, and if he's like super duper famous in like 5 years, I'll hit him up again. Like, hey, remember that time I did a podcast? I forgot to tell you there's a part two. No, but like, I feel like the young guys, I kind of build a team. I think Aaron Rodgers, like, you know, he likes his guys, obviously. He will go to war for these fools. But like, I feel like these might be like the beginning, they're putting the little slabs in for like what this foundation of what this team is going to be. Cause it's not like, we're saying like the Packers are going to be all dynamic this year. We'll see. Hopefully they are. Hopefully they got enough, you know, juice and they keep it going. I'm not going to give up on them, but like, I think these are the foundation blocks for what's going to be like what I'm talking trash to Lion fans today. We're going to see in like 3 years. And the Lions will still suck at that point.
Well, and that's kind of what Rodgers had too back in the day. You know, he had his young core of guys, and they were super tight, and they hung out all the time. And I think it's cool that Jordan's kind of got his crew now. You know, and they're hanging out, and they're kind of starting that little chemistry thing, and hopefully that materializes into actual good football play. But I think it's a good start that they're actually, you know, hanging out and kind of building a little bit of that rapport. So yeah, I'm excited about it, man. I was real happy to hear, especially the Aaron Jones thing, man. That you read that and it's like it doesn't really make sense. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, I was wrong about not paying him. That's why he's it doesn't matter that he's not even it's not even about how good of a running back he is, and he's fantastic. That's the reason the dude got paid right there.
Absolutely. Joel, let me say before we jump Clayton in this thing, dude, Aaron Jones, think about him. Like, after when you're a veteran, you don't have to ride bikes up the little training camp way, right? Veterans don't. Quarterbacks, after a couple of years, they go the back way, which that's fine. I get it, whatever. But Aaron Jones chooses. He wants that, right? So the same thing, Aaron Jones, a lot of running, a lot of veterans, they don't like really meet up in off season, especially this early, to like link up with people. Aaron Jones doesn't have to. If Jordan Love wants to reach out to his receivers and say, hey, we're going to meet up, which makes a lot of sense. Young team, young receivers, young quarterback, makes a lot of sense. But Aaron Jones, if he wasn't there, people wouldn't be like, that's weird. You know what I mean? So like, like Aaron Jones is doing like what he's, not going to say what he's supposed to, but like what's best for the team, what's best for him. He's doing the right thing. He's like, I think Aaron Jones is probably one of the better humans in the world. And especially like on the football field, but like just in general, like I feel like he does all the things right. But at the same token, like Jordan Love, like I remember back in the day, everyone was saying Aaron Rodgers did all the right things. What Brett Favre thing was going on, didn't talk. You couldn't even, I didn't know Aaron Rodgers' voice till like 2008.
Right.
No, you heard him every now and again, like training camp, preseason, whatever. But like, he didn't really talk too much. And then, you know, eventually he figured it out. But like, no, but like Jordan Love, he did all the right things. He was quiet. He never, you don't even know. People are like, oh, he might demand a trade if they, you know, if this doesn't go that way or whatever. I never heard him talk. I feel like he did everything he was supposed to do. This is his time. You know, Jordan Love season's about to begin, dude. Bro, and I am jacked up. I'm gonna go get me a 10 jersey. I'm gonna put on the credit card so my wife doesn't notice it for like 3 months. You know what I mean? She sees that debit card stuff. That's the trick, fellas. If you're married and your wife knows a debit card situation, use the credit card, pay it off a little bit. She's like, what'd you buy there? Like, oh, that's your Christmas present. Don't worry. No, but I'm all about Clayton. What you got? All right, so we'll wrap this thing. I can keep you all night because I've been drinking. I'm off tomorrow. It's kind of my Friday, but I always say it's my Friday. But like on Friday, I also drink, so I don't know. I work Saturdays, so it's technically that's my Wednesday. I'm just an alcoholic. You know what I mean? But
I need a conversion. Clayton,
wrap this thing. You know what I mean? We're having a good time.
Well, I mean, just talking about Jordan Love and him, you know, and having his guys. I think it's huge. You know, like Ryan talked about when Aaron was young, it was the same thing. Believe it or not, I've got a book that was written. I believe it was written by either Tony Dungy or it was Joe Gibbs. And he talked about how Aaron Rodgers held Bible studies at his house with teammates. And I'm not trying to, you know, get biblical here. I'm just saying that's the type of stuff he did. Favre wasn't there, right? Favre was, you know, hanging out with the kids and the wife and all that, obviously, or someone else.
Or going to the bars. I don't know.
But anyway, allegedly, we got to say allegedly, right?
I've heard the stories, firsthand experiences. But anyway, like, yeah, I digress.
With Jordan Love, though, he's got his guys, right? And the thing about Jordan Love is he's got this quiet leadership. That was one of the positives on his scouting report. And I wish we could find it and pull it up. But on his scouting report, it talked about his quiet leadership. He's never going to be the loudest man in the room, but at the same time, it's like when he is in the huddle, he commands attention, and he does it in the right way. You know, you've seen the picture of him at DeGuara's wedding. When you see that picture, like, he's the one who sticks out. I can see him being the guy who's got the least amount to say, but when he walks in the room, it's like, all right, the man has arrived. Right. And, you know, they said that he's got, and this is going to sound so silly, but guys, like, being in business and building networks and working, you know, as a team with team building projects, it's absolutely huge to be able to connect with everyone in the room and do it in a way that it's not fake. You know, that's one of the things that Coach John Madden, rest in peace, always said was, you can't be a phony. That's the number one thing. You got to be authentic. They will see through phony in a split second. And the second that happens, you lose everybody in the room. You lose everybody in the group. You're back to square one. But Jordan Love has got literally a personal handshake. A specific handshake with every teammate is what they said. So this is something that he's been cultivating behind the scenes. What did you see with Rodgers? He was cultivating that behind the scenes too.
All he of was the, doing the belt too. That belt. I mean, it cut you off and like
no.
Yeah, I ruined like, your whole thing. You probably had that lined up.
No, it's all about branding. Like, and when you think of the belt, you don't just think of Rodgers, right? You think of B.J. Rodgers doing it at the Super Bowl. Year, yeah. Right? Like they embraced him as this young leader, and it was them against the world because of Favre. Favre burned the freaking house down, threw the match, walked out, right? And this team had nothing else to do but to rally around each other. It's very similar. It's very, very similar. Yeah. I think Rodgers personally, in my opinion, and I understand I may be in the minority here, I think he handled it as best he could. I really do.
I thought you were going to give me a fire take over here. No. I was like, we're going to clip this thing, throw it on Twitter. I'm going to be like, that's interesting.
This is where I differ from a lot of people because, like, it's so easy to go, okay, he's on his way out. He was a horrible leader. He was a horrible this. He was a horrible that. Yes, things changed over the years, absolutely. But the one thing you can't say about Rodgers, you cannot say he was a bad teammate to Jordan Love.
Yeah.
That's Jordan Love. And it was, you know, he talked about, Rodgers got emotional talking about Jordan Love before. He was like, I love the kid. He's been through so much. And I don't think this is the time to talk about his personal past and what his family had to go through, a tragedy they went through as a family. And that's something that molded him as to be a young leader of his household with his dad being, you know, passed away. There's just so many things that when you really get into Jordan Love, it's like there's something special here. And I'm not saying he's going to come out and be an Aaron Rodgers. And I hope he doesn't try to be, just like Aaron didn't try to be Brett.
But yeah.
We've seen enough of Jordan to know.
And also Jimmy G, or was that who went to the Bucks? Was it Jimmy G? No.
Baker
Mayfield. No, Jimmy G went to the Raiders. I forgot who went to the Bucks. He's like, I'm not going to try to be Brady. Yeah. Okay, Baker good, Mayfield, bud. Yeah. Good. Yeah, Baker Mayfield. He's like, I'm not going to try to be Tom Brady. You're like, hey, bro, you can try if you want. Like, you can give it a go.
You're just setting that bar low.
Yeah.
No, because it's not even want to be Brady.
I know you got to say it, but like, whenever there's a quarterback, like, is a quarterback of a team that had a really good quarterback. Doesn't matter how good they are. Like, I'm not going to try to be Aaron Rodgers. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you got to say it, but some players, when they say it, like Baker Mayfield didn't have to say it. Like, we know. Like, like you're talking about a guy that has, like, more rings than most teams. More than all teams, except all teams. He has more rings than all teams. And you're like, I'm not going to try to be Brady. Like, maybe you have an agent.
I think you're onto something.
That's like, maybe you should. I mean, you're not going to succeed, but like, maybe give it a go. I mean, why not? No, but like,
Phil Jones in the chat here said, Baker Mayfield couldn't even be Jam Brady.
No, but like, talking about, I forgot what we were talking about. No, but Jordan Love, well, I forgot. No, but it's over. It's over. But everyone, be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. In my opinion, it's the best Packers podcast there is. You guys shoot out podcasts every week. How many people are recording podcasts over there?
What do you got going out,
Ryan? A lot.
Like 77?
He's working a rented mule, man. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. He's like, quit your job, bro.
Let's just call it 20 a week. We'll just call it about 20 that.
Podcasts a week.
Something like that.
I should know that. I actually, you're one of the few podcasts I get notifications for. I don't listen to all probably of them, obviously.
Probably just drives people nuts. Like, geez, another, get out of here. I don't want to watch this.
I'm inspired because whenever I see one, I'm like, I should probably record a podcast. He's done 7 today. And some people said on Facebook, like, you need to record more. I'm like, do you want it? I didn't know that you wanted me to talk more. So they got
more of this. Okay, yeah, all right. I'll do another one.
So I'm gonna try to do more, but you guys should come back on. But Packernet Packers podcast, or the Packernet podcast network, it's not, I guess, Packers in the Packernet, so it all makes, you know, you don't need the extra Packers.
You'll find it.
You'll figure it out. But the Packernet podcast, I think it's brilliant stuff, especially when what's his face is involved. Over here, Pack Daddy.
Okay. Forgot where you're going with that.
I forgot your first name, like mid sentence. No disrespect, you know.
That's fine.
No, but it was good. I was telling my wife, actually, we'll cut the thing off in a second so you guys get back to your life. But like, I was talking to my wife earlier. I was like, I remember the first time, because like, I knew of you, like, you know, on Twitter or whatever. And I knew that you were podcasting. I was barely starting. I was just trying. I don't consider myself a podcaster. Like, I do podcasts, but like, I'm not like, you know, I'm not over here. No one's like, oh, I got to tune in. I got to find out what Matt thinks about this thing. You know, people listen and they watch and it's cool, but like, no one's like, you know, I gotta know my stuff. Matt's going to teach me the stuff. So like, he was like, yo, Pac Daddy mentioned you on the podcast. And I was like, for real? That's cool. And I was like, what'd he say? Like, he say like, I'm really smart. He's like, no. He said, you're the most positive person ever.
Even you're just my go-to. I think I mentioned you tomorrow or today or something, yeah, too. It's just whenever I need an example of a positive fan, I just say random.
Yeah, and it's funny because he sent me a sound clip and he's like, he's such a positive podcast or such a positive Packer fan. I respect it. He's positive even when it doesn't make sense. And it's true. Cause like, I don't want to be angry. So I just feel like, you know, even like it'd be like a fourth quarter, like they, you know, through like three interceptions, you know, and we're going to be like, well, those only interceptions. So if the offense could just put something together, they can score to six touchdowns and make it up. And we'll figure this thing out together. No, but I think you guys do a great job. Be sure to check out Mr. Pack Daddy. I should have put the captions up here so I give your Twitter, but no one cares. Everyone who follows you on Twitter already knows. But Pack Daddy, we got Packers Access, I think, on Twitter. I always forget your name.
It's close enough, man.
Clayton, I think you guys all do a great job. I appreciate everyone listening, everyone who watched live. I appreciate it. And be sure to check out Packer Net Podcast. And you guys have a website, right? What do you guys have?
Yeah, packernet.com.
Yeah, packernet.com. And you can find all the ways to listen to this glorious podcast. And then you can be done with the one you're listening to now. All right, go Pack, go people. Be sure to check out the Packer Net Packers podcast. Big shout out to Quick Trip. And it's Jordan Love season is about to be amongst us. And we're going to have some excitement one way or the other. You know what I mean? And I'll be at Lambeau Field enjoying it, stalking Jordan Love's car, trying to get an interview. Like, bro, can I ask? I don't, it's not a podcast. It's just a show called 10 Questions. That's what I'm going to do next year.
Say you're a blogger.
Yeah. I'm a blogger. You can find my blog at iamattramage.blogosphere.fuck. I can't swear. All right. Go Pack, go people. All right. If your kid was in the backseat, I apologize, but you shouldn't have been listening this far. You know how it goes. 1:15 into this thing, you know, we're going to drop some cuss words. All right. Big shout out to Packer Net Podcast.